In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. Many educators dream of how they would run their own school and the changes they would make to better the learning experience for their students. Two Tucson teachers who were able to make their dreams a reality are Eve Rifkin and Brett Goebel, the co-founders of City High. Next, we'll hear Brett tell Eve about the frustration he felt with not being able to give personal attention to the students who needed it when they were both teaching at a large public school.
Any given student, I didn't know where they went after they left my class. I had no idea.
Right.
They went in 30 different directions, and I never had conversations with the other teachers of that kid, so I never got to know the whole kid. I just got to know them in that hour, that slice in the day, and that was ultimately not satisfying for us.
And it was also decontextualized. I mean, we just didn't know who they were. We knew who they were for the 50 minutes that they were in there, but we really didn't know their families. We didn't know how they were last year or the next year. And so we didn't get to know them as human beings. We just knew them as people that kind of dropped by, you know, with the other 100 kids that dropped by each day. And the kids that did well and the kids that continue to do well in that format, they know that it feels irrelevant and they know that they may not be that engaged, but they also know that, hey, I got to do well so I can go to college
right.
One day. And so they kind of play the game and they get their good grades and they do their projects and their papers. Then the kids that don't engage and don't find it motivating, either extrinsically or intrinsically, they just tune out.
Yeah.
And they're not into it.
Yeah, we saw a lot of really smart kids that just
like
felt
what?
Like they were doing time.
That's
just,
right.
Just waiting for it to be over. And so we did it.
That's right.
So we did this school.
You know, 99% of teachers that stay in the field for long enough eventually have that like, oh, you know, if I could start my own school,
right.
Then I would do blah, 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 blah. And whereas most people, it kind of ends right there like, ha ha. And then you go back to work the next day. We went hiking.
While we were camping in the Chiricahua Mountains.
That's right.
And there's something about just being in a totally different place.
That's right.
And you can just dream big. And we dreamt
we were
so
crazy.
Big.
We were going to have like a country school and a city school, and the country kids were going to learn how to bake and make their own butter and all that, like agriculture. I mean, it was just, we had a really good time. We were dreaming.
Right.
But I think we knew that if we could create a curriculum that was engaging, not throwing out all of the important, you know, world history and calculus that we know are important for a rigorous academic formula.
Shakespeare,
right. We know is important.
Right.
But developmentally getting kids there when it makes sense. And at the same time, also creating a place where we're going to know you. We're going to know who you are. We're going to know your cousin. We're going to know your parents. You're going to call us by our first name. I don't even remember when we decided that, but it seemed like such a natural. And we created this place where, you know, the kids are known well.
Yeah.
They know that we care about them.
Right.
That we're going to work our butts off to design a curriculum that is engaging and dynamic and interesting and preparing them for college. We're taking care of them that way.
Right. Yeah, it was.
They trust us.
It was redesigning the structure of school so that all their teachers talk to each other.
That's
on
right.
A regular basis, on a weekly basis. And that's by design.
No one's slipping through the cracks.
No one's slipping through the cracks. In fact, the one kid I remember,
perfect.
He came to us when he was a junior. He had been there 9, 10, and 11. And he said, you know, I just want to go somewhere else. I want to go to a different school. And we were trying to figure it out. And why is that? What are you looking for?
He was a great member of our school community.
He was great. And he said, well, you know what? I just want to be anonymous.
He used that word.
Yeah. I just want to be anonymous. And we couldn't satisfy that need.
No.
And so he got what he wanted. He went to another big high school in town and he was anonymous. And
you know, people thought when we were talking about personalization and relationships, they kind of chuckled at us a little bit. Like, that's kind of fluffy. You know, you're going to have this touchy-feely place where everybody likes each other and everybody knows each other, but like, where's the meat? Where's the rigor? And what we know now is that you don't have the meat and the rigor if you don't know each other.
If you don't have the relationships.
That's right. If you don't have the relationships, come first.
Yes.
And we know that now. And we've got the numbers to prove it. We've got the stories to prove it. There's just no doubt.
We just heard from Eve Rifkin, the principal, and Brett Goebel, the lead humanities teacher at Tucson's City High School. Teachers' Voices was produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.